in conformity with the provisions of the agreement to ensure its proper and effective implementation, the government of the Republic of South Sudan welcomes Dr. Riek Machar, the first vice president designate, and calls upon him to respect and abide by his commitment and come to Juba with his civilian supporting staff. Civilian support staff. I say civilian support staff because this is the staff that will come and work with him in his office, not as a protection force, but as officials in the office, not people in uniform. Two, it welcomes the SPLM-IO Chief of General Staff with the 40 of his forces to complete the SPLM-IO forces in Juba. Of course, this force, which is coming, the 40, will be verified by the JMCC and approved by the CITESAM as it is. The only expected force from the SPLM-IO in Juba is the 1,500 Joint Integrated Police. This force has not yet come up to now. What has arrived now is a force, it is the leadership, the command of 22 police officers. This is the force that is now in Juba here, but there are other personnel. Out of this, 1,500 have not yet arrived. These 1,500 police are supposed to join their colleagues here in Juba, who will also be 1,500, to constitute the security force for Juba. And so far, the only force that we expect to be arriving as soon as they are organized is the 1,500, which is less by now. By now it is 1,978. This is what we expect to be coming here. We don't expect any more forces other than the 40 SPLM-IO. The government of the Republic of South Sudan will not accept any additional arms or surplus forces to be brought to Juba. If the SPLM-IO has any surplus forces or has any surplus arms, they are not supposed to be brought to Juba, but to be taken to their cantonment areas or kept in their headquarters in Paga. This is the system. So here, when you talk of bringing more arms here, then what are you doing? Finally, the government reiterates its full commitment to the implementation of the agreement and calls upon JEMEC, IGAD Plus, AU, UN, Troika, EU, IPF, China, and the international community to exert more pressure on the first vice president designate, Dr. Riek Machar, and the entire leadership of the SPLM-IO to reconsider these unrealistic demands and decision and join the people of South Sudan in the peace process and establish the transitional government of national unity, which should have been actually established today. If Riek Machar was to arrive yesterday, probably the T-Gono would have taken oath today. But to our disappointment, Dr. Riek is not coming. He has called off his arrival indefinitely for reasons which are not known to us. But for us as a government, we did this because we need to conform with the provisions of the agreement. So with that, we come to the end of our present statement. And we call upon the Riek Machar to reconsider his position, his stand, so that they join the people of South Sudan in the peace process and in the implementation of the agreement.